Very happy to be joined by new Pacers guard AJ Price here in the Zone on XL 950. AJ, thanks a lot for coming on the show and welcome to Indianapolis.
Thanks for having me.
You were projected as a second-round pick, and really everybody outside of the consensus top 20 picks have to sweat it out on draft night. How big of a relief was it for you to hear your name called?
It was a huge relief to hear my name called, and then for it to be called by the Indiana Pacers. I feel like I'm in a good situation here, and that was the most important thing about the draft for me. Not so much a number, but a good situation. So it was just a great relief to see that I was here at a great organization and a place where I could possibly get some minutes.
Growing up in Long Island and, of course, going to UConn, spending your entire life out on the East Coast, what was the first thing that popped into your head when you thought about Indiana, AJ?
How is it out there? That was the first thing that came to my mind. What's the weather like? What's the community like? But once I got out here, it was a huge relief to see that this is a very pleasant place, great atmosphere out here, and I'm just happy to be here.
When you look at this team right now with their core of Danny Granger and a couple of guys that were in your class, Roy Hibbert, Brandon Rush, Tyler Hansbrough, of course, who was the first-round pick, are you excited about being with a team that looks to be on the rise and looks to be a young and up-and-coming team?
Absolutely. I think you hit the nail right on the head of saying the young and up-and-coming team. We have a lot of young pieces, a lot of guys who played high-level college basketball, which I think is definitely going to help in the transition in the NBA, playing with a lot of smart guys who know how to play basketball. And like you said, we're a young team, so I think we have a good chance to make a statement this year and make some noise.
Let's talk about you at UConn, AJ. I was really impressed with you this past season, especially after the Jerome Dyson injury, because I thought that you really stepped up your game and became one of the leaders of that very talented team.
Yeah, Coach Calhoun kind of put that onus on me once we lost Jerome, that I need to score the basketball a little bit more, assert myself a little more on the offensive end. So that's what I just tried to do, trying to give us those points that we missed from Jerome and continue to do what I had to do as far as distributing the ball as well.
Perhaps you'll agree with me, but I thought that the best game that I ever saw you play was the win at Marquette this year. 36 points, including one of the sickest crossovers that I think I've ever seen on a former Big East Defensive Player of the Year in Jarrell McNeil, nonetheless. Were you just feeling it that night up there in Milwaukee?
Yeah, it was just a great feeling that night. I kind of went in that game with a chip on my shoulder. I don't really remember why. I just know I had a chip on my shoulder, and I went in there and wanted to make a statement. And I was just feeling it that night. You have nights like that, and hopefully I have a few more of those this year.
I know the clip of the crossover has been all over YouTube. It's been quite a sensation. Your teammates went nuts on the bench after it. Have you had a chance to go back and look at that specific play?
I've looked at it a couple of times. Like you said, it's a YouTube favorite. I go home and all my friends have it on their phones and things, pulling it up. So I've looked at it a couple of times.
AJ Price joins us here in the Zone on XL 950. An area which you really improved during your college career, AJ, was your outside shooting. Your ability to shoot the basketball, do you think that is one of your biggest strengths?
Absolutely. I think leading the team and shooting the ball be my two biggest assets. Maybe to run the club, keep us in offense, get us the ball where we need to get the ball, and then if double team happens or what have you, I'm able to hit the open shots if guys leave me.
Is there an area where scouts told you that you're going to have to focus on improving?
Yes, my defense. They want me to apply more ball pressure, try to assert myself more in defense.
I know it wasn't a championship, but with all that you went through during your UConn career, how big of a thrill was it for you to go out with a Final Four appearance in your senior year?
It was a huge thrill. Like you said, even though we had a bit of a disappointing end to the season, it was just a huge thrill to get there, my father getting there, me getting there, we're one of the few families to be able to say we ever had a father-son, both get to the Final Four. And it was just, just to get UConn back on the map and get us going back in the right direction was a great way to leave the university.
I was
going to
say about your pop, Tony, he was the star of the Penn 1979 Final Four team. Did he put any pressure on you, bust your chops at all, to get to the Final Four this year in your final year at UConn so you could kind of keep that Final Four family tradition alive?
No, he didn't really put too much pressure on me. He would joke around about it and say things like, getting to the Final Four is easy. I did that. You got to take it one step further. And too bad I wasn't able to do that. But he was happy. All in all, we still got there.
Well, we mentioned all that you've been through. You had some ups and you also had some downs in college. This Pacers franchise and this fan base is really just starting to climb out of a rut left by off-the-court issues involving former players. Now, to be fair, it's been a long time. You were a young kid when you got into some of those off-the-court incidents. Is it safe to say that you learned from those mistakes, AJ?
Absolutely. you know, I was a young spoiled kid from Long Island going into college and not really understanding what I had at stake and what was at hand. Got sick, you know, I had a life-threatening brain injury. I let that affect my next decision, getting in trouble with the laptop situation. And that definitely, I learned from that. When I went home and seen the pain on my mother's face that I caused as an 18-year-old boy, I pretty much made that vow, if I ever got a chance to go back to school, I'd make amends for it. And that's what I did the next 3 years, you know. And I ended up leaving school 22-year-old man, and you know, and I wouldn't change anything that happened to me.
We're talking with new Pacer A.J. Price here in the Zone on XL 950. Feel like we've been overly UConn-centric over the past couple of months. Your Sweet 16 game was against Purdue, so we talked about that. Then, of course, you getting drafted by the Pacers, and also UConn running back Donald Brown getting taken by the Colts. A.J., do you know Donald at all? Are you planning to give him a call now that you guys are both out here in Indy?
Yeah, I do know Donald pretty well. You know, he's a great, great running back. And, you know, now that I am out here, we probably will link up and, you know, hang out sometime.
Before we let you go, AJ, is there a number one thing that you miss about UConn? I grew up in Connecticut and had a lot of friends that went there, and I haven't actually been back there in about 5 years, but I used to love going to Civic Pub, which I think they actually closed down, and also Huskies and Ted's. It's a pretty nice bar scene over there.
Right. You know, I wasn't too much of a bar guy myself, but I'm going to miss just the atmosphere of games, you know. Whenever there's a game day out there, and you got Gamble Pavilion or the XL Center sold out, and you know, fans in UConn are the diehard fans. I'm going to miss that.
That's former UConn star and Indiana Pacers point guard A.J. Price joining us here in the Zone on XL 950. A.J., thanks a lot for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. Congratulations on being drafted, and best of luck in summer league play and throughout the offseason. Can't wait to see you come November.
All right. Thank you.